Absolute thrilling scenes at Stamford Bridge, and Ryan is buzzing. This is the It's Football Day podcast, episode number 154.
Let's have some fun.
It's Football Day.
Two episodes this week for you lot. We recorded and released one on Tuesday because there was games at the weekend, and we have had a full stacked midweek fixture on TNT this week, and it has not disappointed. We have relegation battles, title charges, and some mid-table scraps. But we did record earlier this week and we went through our Super Six predictions. I'll just quickly give you a recap of the games that we predicted, and then we will go through each one, and then we'll end on a little bit that means Ryan is absolutely buzzing. So the games we had were Newcastle Everton, Forest Fulham, West Ham Spurs, Arsenal Luton, Brentford Brighton, and City versus Villa. And starting from my team, quite apt, Newcastle versus Everton. I'm pretty confident we both went for a 2-0 here for Newcastle, is that right?
Yep, I went for a 2-0 as well to Newcastle here.
And it was 1-1. We should have won 2-0, 3-0, 4-0. We were absolutely dominating the whole game. We were brilliant in this game. Considering the injuries we have, was just outstanding. We looked on fire. Isak scored his 16th Premier League goal, I think it was, 20 in all competitions for us. And Paul Dummett comes on in the 86th minute. Rugby tackles the smallest on the pitch in the penalty box. Ashley Young's never getting the header and gives away a penalty, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin converts it for his first goal in 13 games. Fucking behave.
Yeah, I thought you would absolutely walk over Everton. But I think they need the points more than you right now. But Calvert-Lewin scoring as well, one apiece. And yeah, definitely 3 points missed out on for Newcastle. But no points from either of us scored from a prediction point of view for that game. And then I guess away from Everton, probably their relegation rivals in Nottingham Forest at home to Fulham. I went a bit different here. I kind of thought this would be one of them games where Fulham potentially get, you know, an away win, just one on the road. But it wasn't to be, and it was a 3-1 pasting from Forest with some great goals from Hudson-Odoi to open up the scoring, and then Morgan Gibbs-White, which I thought was quite fitting, had the massive banner of him with his celebration, and then he actually scored a goal and recreated it. So yeah, a huge, huge win for Forest to help on
that. Yeah, Morgan Gibbs-White is absolutely phenomenal. He played out of his skin in this game, and he's been quietly gone unnoticed for most of the season, mainly because Forest haven't been doing well across the park, but he in the middle of it has been a shining light for them. It's a huge result to take them 3 points clear of the drop zone, and yeah, Forest be really happy with this. It was mad. They were 2-0 up after like quite an early time. It was 20 minutes, and then Fulham made 3 subs on the 30 minute mark. They were just like, no, we're just completely changing it. And it wasn't enough. They then went 3-0 down. Start of the second half, they do get a goal back. And we did kind of think, wow, will they get another 3-all like they did against Sheffield United at the weekend? But it was not to be. Forest held up to their guns, defended really well in the second half, and they managed to secure the 3 points, which, like you said, is massive for them. Considering the points deduction, they need to make sure that they are getting results here and picking up as many points as they can. And they have stretched themselves 3 points away from the drop zone, which they will be very happy about. I said Fulham 1-0 win, so yeah, I was wrong on that case as well. I did get 2 points in the next one, though.
Yeah.
West Ham versus Spurs. I did go for a Desmond, a lovely little 2-2. And it ended 1-1. What did you go with?
I thought Spurs would have quite easily beat West Ham in this game. I predicted 3-1 Spurs, but one apiece. So again, no points for me. I was actually at this game. Yeah, my friend has a season ticket, so he said, look, ticket going. Do you want to go? I absolutely hate Spurs. Perfect. Fucking ball late getting out of that stadium, though, getting back to the tube. Oh, mate, it was a long day. But first half, well, Brennan Johnson scores pretty much straight away. And it was a proper, like, cold, rainy night in East London. And
Scores.
Kind of like appeared to come off his, like, back a little bit from the cross. And then second half, it was just really dead. Like, it was really, really poor football. Antonio should have won the game for West Ham. Threw on goal. I think Van de Ven like slips or makes a mistake, and he's literally just got the goalies to beat, and he just kicks it where the goalie's going. And then one of my mates, he was also at the game. At the game, being like, mate, what is going on? And he's like, mate, genuinely, I've left because he'd seen enough. He'd seen enough, Antonio. And that was, I think, around the 70th minute. He was like, I don't need it. I think, because it's West Ham and it's like, you know, they're not battling for anything other than in the Europa League from a Premier League perspective. You can have that sort of approach. And just to see that text, and he was like, I've gone. I was like, I'm not surprised.
Fair enough. Well, West Ham were kind of pushing towards the end, though, weren't they? Like, last 5 minutes, it did look like they were probably... It was a bit end-to-end towards the end, but just very poor quality.
It was like one of them you just knew there wasn't a goal coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's going to be fair. What did you go with in the end on that one? Because I got 2 points.
I said I got no points. I said Spurs win, and yeah, I was wrong again. But I pick it up in the next 3 games.
Okay, right. So we'll start with the next game, which was Arsenal versus Luton. Now, we obviously both went for an Arsenal win. I did see 3-1 because I thought Luton normally do get a goal. But I should have remembered that Saliba and Gabriel at the back and are having the seasons of their life and are doing incredible in the league right now. And it was a 2-0 result. And I couldn't remember if you went 2-0 or 3-0.
I went 3-0.
Ah, so close. But yeah, so we'll quickly talk about the game because it was actually a really exciting game Wednesday night that we did see. Obviously, we had Arsenal and City both playing at the same time. But it's very exciting every weekend at the moment, just seeing this big battle at the top with them and Liverpool as well. We'll talk about the Liverpool game in a moment. But Ødegaard put Arsenal up front after the 24th minute of a lovely finish. Havertz with a brilliant assist, great awareness to just lay it off to him, and Ødegaard's just smash it. Ryan's just done the biggest eye roll, probably like, why couldn't he do that for us?
No, it was a fucking pass.
Mate, it's awareness. You've got to have the awareness. And then it was an own goal for the second goal. Hashioka, I think his name is.
Yeah, centre back. Just a bit unlucky. I think, is it Reece Nelson? Kind of made the run and he went with him, and it's just, yeah, gone in off of him. But Arsenal were, I think they made 5 changes from the team that played City the weekend with injuries and giving players a rest, and yeah, they were still red hot, and it was a good result for them. And defensively, they're so solid this season, man. Like, nothing's going through.
Yeah, they really are. Like you said, made changes. Emil Smith Rowe got a run out, which was good to see, because he had been, you know, 2 seasons ago, he was a bit of a shining light. Even 3 seasons ago, he was from Arteta's first season. He was really, really good. And we thought, oh, wow, he could be a staple of this team, him and Saka. And he has kind of been a bit part player the last year or so. But it was good to see him get a run out. Reece Nelson obviously starting as well. And Partey didn't go off injured. He just got subbed off, which, you know, it's all a bonus, isn't it? Because he's constantly injured, that knobhead. just complete and unnecessary. Well, I say unnecessary dig. We don't like Partey on this podcast.
Yeah, true say. Then we have Brentford versus Brighton. And I, for some reason, thought, yeah, this should be a good game. Loads of goals. 2-2. 0-0. But I got the points because I did say draw. So I'll take that. But 0-0.
Wow.
Boring game. We won't gloss over it. How did you do on that one?
1-0. I said 1-0 Brentford. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen. Nope. I obviously, the way in which they played Man United, I thought, come on, they could get a good result here. They fucking didn't. So, yeah, boring game. 0-0. Let's gloss over that one, because the next game was a belter. Manchester City versus Aston Villa. Now, obviously, City fighting for title. Arsenal put themselves top after that result. If City won here, it would have been before the Liverpool game. They would have gone second. And they played Aston Villa, who obviously are you know, trying to stay in the top four race, try and get that fourth spot this season. Have been playing really well, but Watkins was out and it showed. They didn't have much outlet going forward. And let's just call him what his real name is, Filth Foden. What a fucking player.
Mate, he is so good. He is a wizard with that left peg of his. And you can kind of see Cole Palmer, he's never going to get a sniff in that Man City team, and it's because of how, you know, how good the likes of Foden and Bernardo Silva, etc. And but Phil Foden in this game was just unstoppable. I think that's his second hat trick this season as well. He got one away to Brentford not too long ago, which I just about remember. And then this one, and I'm very fortunate to have kept him in my FPL team because he was. If I went the other route for the transfers that I wanted, he was the name on the chopping block. But he stayed. I'm glad he stayed, and he will be staying.
Yeah, absolutely wicked player. Those shots as well, just rifled outside the box, just to the top of the net. And fantastic player. And it's been said multiple times by multiple different pundits and podcasters, everything. But if Gareth Southgate can't fit him in the team and get the best out of him, then he's not the manager. I love Bellingham, and I think Bellingham is a wicked talent, one of the best midfielders in the world right now. But when Foden can do what he can do, mm-hmm. I'd play him in the middle, play Rice and Bellingham just behind, and then Saka and Gordon off of Foden, because we know we love a Gordon. Brother,
Gordon doesn't start
hear me out,
for
yeah?
England.
Would you start
Gordon,
Rashford on left wing?
No.
But no, Phil Foden on the left. He does nothing for England on the left, unfortunately, and it is shit because he's such a talented player, but he can't do anything on the left for England. He wants to play in the middle. If you think about our left back option, if Shaw's not fit, he's not going to be playing. Like Shaw won't play at left back. So what? We'll have to play Joe Gomez. Anthony Gordon will run up and down that left-handed side and offer defensive support and help guys. I'm fighting for this, brother. I'm fighting for this. Anthony Gordon starts for England in the Euros. If we play Foden in the middle, Anthony Gordon starts.
Anthony Gordon will not be in that starting 11. No. If Foden is in the middle, we have a lot of options on the left. I just don't rate any of them other than if I was to put Foden there.
Richard seems too disinterested, mate.
I'd probably just pick Rashford over Gordon, but it's close. But I'd go. I miss Aston Villa Grealish because he walks into that left wing spot, but he's gone.
He's not. He needs to go this season. He's won the treble, won an incredible thing at Manchester City. I think he needs to go now because he's not a Pep kind of player. He backwards passes everything. We want to see Grealish compete on. It sounds a weird one to say, but Ogbene at Luton doesn't give a shit. Just takes fucking everyone on and just pays everyone.
Yeah.
Jack Grealish has that in his locker. Like, Pep's just making it so that he doesn't do that. And I'd rather Grealish goes somewhere else, plays fantastic football and plays for England.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally agree. Anyway, we've gone completely off track. I managed to finish Super 6 this week with 6 points. What about yourself?
6 as me. So I said 2-1 in this one. It was 4-1. So you are still 18 points ahead as it stands.
Easy. And I guess away from that, we can discuss FPL. We won't talk about it too much because you have had probably the worst game week of your life.
I genuinely think it is. So I've had an absolute dinger. Obviously, we don't know the updated average after tonight's game. Well, we haven't spoken about tonight's game. Do you want to quickly talk about Chelsea, Man U?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was just going on about... Yeah. Let's talk about the other game. So, Liverpool just about edged it past Sheffield United because it was 1-1 for a long period of the time. But
yeah, it's a fucking rocket, mate. Rifled it.
Oh my God, what a goal, what a finish to, basically seal the game off. And then, who made it three?
Cody Gakpo.
Gakpo from the header, yeah. Cody, my mate calls him Cody Wakpo because he thinks he's shit. And then the other game tonight, wow, where do we start with that one? Fucking hell, man. We start the game off brilliantly in total control, 2-0 up, and that is the scariest scoreline that Chelsea can have because we always find a way to fuck it up. Ball given away from Caicedo, who was playing quite well, and Garnacho. And I don't know about you, but I always find this with Chelsea. Whenever we give the ball away as like a silly error, because that wasn't a massive error, because he's still quite far from goal. Like, he has to take the ball forward. But whenever we do that, 10 times out of 10, the other team scores. If we were to get that chance, we would run to the goal, and then whoever has the ball, say Jackson or Sterling, would angle away from the goal, cut back, and then go for goal. No one's direct at Chelsea to think, other than Palmer, to think, I'm going to take this ball to the goal and shoot. Caicedo gives the ball away. Garnacho scores with a good little finish. And then Dallo puts a great ball into Bruno Fernandes, who scores a good header to make it 2-2. And then, I mean, I thought Antony had a fantastic game. Second half comes, ball gets out to the right-hand side. Antony with a sort of beautiful cross with his left foot from the right-hand side onto the head of Garnacho. Yeah, you say you think that was a waste.
So unnecessary. Like, it's a beautiful bit of skill, and look, he's made the goal look incredible, but it's completely unnecessary. He has no one around him. It just shows he has no confidence in life. But he decided to
it worked.
With his it's just so baffling.
And then that was, I can't remember what minute that was around, but I feel like 65, 70th minute maybe.
It was.
And then from then on, we were absolutely atrocious. We showed nothing. We showed no fight. Crowd goes completely flat. Terrible subs. And then I genuinely don't know how we have absolutely jammed a result out of that. Dallo, kind of unfortunate with the foul on Madueke. I thought it was a little bit soft. But, you know, it is a pen. And then Palmer, I'm so confident whenever Palmer steps up from the penalty spot. He's so calm and collective. Mm.
And that's why he should go to the Euros, because he's great to bring off the bench.
I think he will.
Yeah, because he can play such a plethora of different positions at the top. He can play up top, left and right, play in the middle. I think he definitely will go. And like you said, that coolness, or as he would call it, coldness, to step up and take to step up and take the penalty. You know, look, that's one of the reasons we lost the Euro final. So,
no, very, very true. And then 83 seconds later, I think it was, corner out on the right hand side for Chelsea. Palmer picks it up, smashes it, gets the lucky deflection off McTominay. And, oh, mate, I'm still pinching myself. I can't believe we've won that game. In the being brutally honest, it was two awful teams playing against each other. Like, someone said it was a pro clubs match, and it was bang on. Like, there was just unfathomable amounts of space on that pitch. I hate playing Man United. We're always shit. We never beat them. We just draw or lose, and we've managed to get a win, so we'll take it.
Well, yeah, that takes you up to 10th after playing 29 games. You are level on points with Brighton, but they've played a game more. And one went behind Newcastle in 8th, who have played a game more as well. And then you've got West Ham in 7th, who you're 2 points behind, but they have played 2 more games than you. And then Man United are 5 points clear of you at the moment. Is it? So there is a chance you could get European competition football.
No, don't want it. Okay. Give me 7th. I'll take it.
Fair. Well, that is European competition, you donut.
I thought, how is it?
Well, no. Because the top four get Champions League, gets Europa League, and fifth and sixth get Europa League, seventh get what's it? Europa Conference. Oh, yeah. But there's a chance that can Europa Conference if City win, because obviously if City win the, or if Liverpool win the Europa League, they'll get Champions League regardless. So that means we get an extra place for the Europa League.
Look, just don't give me anything other than Champions League. Europa League I can bear, but it's not the Champions League at the end of the day. And that Conference League, I'd rather we just do what Spurs did and just void ourselves.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Remember when they did that?
So weird. Well, I'm pretty sure even if you got Conference League, you might be able to play in it because of the UEFA rules around spending and stuff. But yeah, so that wraps up all of the midweek games. Tasty fixtures. We've had a lovely little midweek. You know, delightful little midweek football for us. Next week, do have midweek football again in the form of the Champions League and the Europa League. Leverkusen are still unbeaten in all competitions and they take on English team West Ham. Will they be able to do anything against Xabi Alonso's men? Who knows? Harry Kane's not getting a trophy unless they beat Arsenal in the Champions League. We'll find out. Looking forward to that. But like we were talking about just before this, we will just quickly talk about FPL and remind everyone that I've had an absolute howler. We don't know the full average as of yet, but yesterday it was 25. I had 14 points at the time. I've now only gone up to 16. It's going to go up to 17 when my bench player comes in. I took out Foden, captain star. Salah went off after 59 minutes. Foden scores a hat-trick. Saka didn't play. Bradley scored an own goal. Haaland and Mopai didn't play. I've had a shocker. The only person that got me more than 2 points was Saliba.
The less said for you, the better. Absolute honking. I was very fortunate to have Phil Foden. I think if you had Phil Foden, you had a good week, really. Because everyone else was pretty shit. Cole Palmer, of course, as well. Yeah, shit, two hat-tricks. I'll just clock that. Love that. Come on. Mm. Wait, so you don't have Palmer?
No, I don't have Palmer. I took him out weeks ago.
You should delete the app.
You are now top of our pub league as well, because Brad wildcarded this week. And he has Palmer, but he captains Salah. Doesn't have Foden. He's still got a pretty decent team. He's going to end on about 55 points, I reckon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think because you got so many, I think you're going to go like 15 points ahead of him now. So the pub league's looking tasty.
It's good. Do you want to go on to predict Super 6 for this weekend?
Absolutely. So we got 6 games this weekend. There is a big one as well throughout it. So we'll start off. I'll quickly read the 6 games. We've got Fulham versus Newcastle, Aston Villa Brentford, Wolves West Ham, Brighton Arsenal, Man United Liverpool, and then Sheffield United Chelsea playing at R5 on the Sunday. That's weird.
Is it Sunday R5? What is that?
Yeah. So you have, what's that, brother?
Brother,
you've got Man United Liverpool at 3:30 on Sunday, then Sheffield United Chelsea. That is very, very odd. But we will start off with Newcastle away to Fulham at Craven Cottage. I am going to back the boys. Anthony Gordon will be back, and I'm going to go with a 2-1 win to Newcastle.
2-1 win to Fulham.
Okay, there's a chance I could be at this game, by the way. I might be at this game. Who knows? Oh, I'll see what I can do, bro. And then we've got Aston Villa versus Brentford. Will Aston Villa bounce back? I believe they will, and I'm with a 2-0 win.
I have gone for a 2-1 win to Aston Villa.
Wolves versus West Ham. Gareth Neal against the team he played for back in the day. I don't know. I'm going to go 1-0. I don't actually know what to do with this one.
I've gone 1-0 for this one as well. I think it'll be close.
Yeah. I think that'll be quite a close game. Both of them, and West Ham will have an eye on the Leverkusen game in midweek. West Ham. So next up, we've got Brighton versus Arsenal. I've gone 2-0 Arsenal.
I've gone 3-0 Arsenal. I think they'll batter.
Nice. Man United versus Liverpool. Liverpool will get revenge for the FA Cup. I've gone with 3-1 Liverpool.
I think Liverpool will beat them as well. I think it'll be close, though. And I'm going to say 2-1 Liverpool.
Just changed it to 3-2 Liverpool. I think it will be close, like you said. And then Sheffield United, Chelsea. 1-0 win to Sheffield United. No, I'm joking. I'm going to go with a 2-1 Chelsea win.
I've gone 4-0 to Chelsea just because we're so good at football.
Well, good luck to you on that one, mate. I wish you all the best on the Chelsea result. Hopefully, we do see just cracking games of football as we have done for the past 6 days. And that wraps up episode, 154 of the It's Football Day podcast? Now we are getting through these because they've been two
so.
A week,
yeah,
through
yeah,
this
yeah.
week. So, yeah, we appreciate you listening. Thank you. You're going to find by now. It's Football Day _ on Instagram and Twitter. It's Football Day XI on Facebook. Catch us next week. We will
see you next time. We'll be right back.